USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow evening. He'll launch his bid live on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk.
And will be the first time that something like this is happening on social media and with real-time questions and answers, not scripted.
Musk has already said he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. As far as the polls go, DeSantis trails Trump by a wide margin. Florida lawmakers are sending a bill to Governor DeSantis' desk that aims to clarify that state's resign-to-run law. Florida law currently requires an elected state official to resign before running for federal office. The bill was passed by state lawmakers last month, but not sent to the governor's desk until today, which is the day before he's expected to announce his run for the White House. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will head to trial next March. It'll begin less than 3 weeks after the first Republican presidential primaries. Trump appeared virtually in court today to hear terms of a protective order that bans him from speaking publicly about evidence. Negotiations to raise the debt ceiling continue between the White House and House Republicans after yesterday's meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy failed to bring about a compromise.
They both reiterated that default is off the table and only way forward is in good faith and toward a bipartisan budget agreement.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House remains hopeful, but earlier today McCarthy said negotiations are not at all close. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post says the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the DOJ. And the Ford Motor Company has reversed course and now says they will continue to install AM radios in all their new vehicles. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Travel this coming Memorial Day weekend is expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels, and the Department of Transportation is working to minimize travel disruptions, especially in the air.
We're using our tools to press airlines to continue improving customer service and to continue improving performance.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said airline delays have been dropping even amid an air traffic controller shortage. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the weekend. Texas lawmakers have passed a bill that would ban colleges and universities from having offices of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Supporter, State Senator Brandon Creighton, says these offices don't work.
In 2018 to 2020, having a DEI office was ineffective, increasing the number of minority hires.
But opponents of the bill, like State Senator Royce West, believe the legislation is on the wrong side of history.
All of your colleagues that are in this chamber are saying the same thing to you. It's wrong.
The bill is headed to Governor Greg Abbott's desk, and he's signaled he will sign it. There's been an unexpected jump in new home sales. Government figures show sales rose just over 4% in April, but the new home sales are only rising in the South and Midwest. And there are fewer HIV infections in the U.S., according to the CDC. The agency reported today that the U.S. saw just over 3,200 new HIV infections in 2021. It's a 12% drop from 2017. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you want the lowest prices on wines and champagne shipped right to your door? TotalWine.com, America's largest independent wine retailer, ships to Panama City. Explore our vast selection of over 8,000 wines and find something you love all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Whether you're looking to enjoy a full-bodied Cabernet from Paso or crisp Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, TotalWine.com has you covered with great wines and Grand Cru champagne shipped right to your door. Find what you love, love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Shipping available on wine and champagne only. Drink responsibly. B21.